the pod bay doors, Alexa. I said open the... Oh, hi there. Welcome to another utterly fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and my friends, we have a doozy of an episode to throw your way this week. We've got AI, we've got blockchain technology, and we've got a marketplace that will connect the two. Oh, yes. Please welcome Xin Song, CEO of Botos, to Fish Fry. We've got a lot of blocks to cover, so let's get started. Hi, Xin. Thank you so much for joining me. Okay, so first up, tell me what Botos is all about and how you guys are utilizing blockchain technology to encourage innovation in the world of AI.
So Botos try to use a blockchain technology to build a platform to help AI to get all the resources they need with lower cost and in more efficient ways. So in terms of the product level, we offer a public blockchain. So all the AI models can build based on Botos blockchain and issue their own tokens. They can use this token to exchange for the resources they need. For example, the most important part is the training data for their AI model training. They can use the tokens to exchange for the data, and they can also use the token to exchange for the computing power and the data storage space. They can also find a model marketplace in Botos to distribute their AI models to find their users and the customers. This is in the product level. On the other hand, the blockchain technology not only just provides the technologies, but also provide token incentives and the community operation models to help AI to grow. So let's take this data as an example. The people or the company who contribute their data for the AI companies to train their AI models, they don't get the US dollars as a payment. They get token as payment. So that connects the data providers and the data requesters with the token. So if your customers, you receive US dollars when you provide the data, then you don't have any connection with Botos or the data request, then the transaction is done. But with a technology built based on blockchain, you get the token as reward, as an incentive. You pay attention to Botos platform and the AI models. Because if the AI models is well trained by the data you provide, then the AI model's value will increase. Then the token you hold will appreciate. So blockchain technologies use the tokens to connect the data request and data provider and the Botos platform together. The other part is it has a community operation model. It's also different from the customer, client and service provider point of view. So everybody in this community, they contribute their resources, not only data, but also computing power and data storage space to help AI grow. And they all connected by the tokens. So that's, I think, how blockchain technologies can help AI and how Botos build a platform to connect everything together to help AI to grow.
So let's talk about the Botos data marketplace. So what's all included in this marketplace?
So in this data marketplace, there are a couple roles. First, there's a data request. Typically, they are AI companies. They will post the data request, what kind of data they need, and with the number of tokens as reward. On the other side, the data providers look at the data request and look for the data they can contribute. Then they prepare the data, they clean the data, then upload the data to the data provider. And in the middle of that, there's a data validator. So data validator will validate the data provided by the data provider according to the data request. So if it is validated, and then this data will be sent to the data request, and the data transaction is done once the data request accepts the data. So this is a transaction process. There are three roles in this data marketplace. There are also a credit system in the backend. So once you complete a transaction, you have a credit score on that. The higher the credit score, then the next time, the more token you will get as reward. The typical data in this data marketplace we try to encourage people and the company to share are the typical data that AI companies request. Those are the voice data, the picture data, and the video data, everything that individuals can provide or can do the data clean. So those data have the most requirements, and the people in the community more interested in providing those data and get token as reward. And the AI companies will get those data apart from the data they can pay a much higher cost from the data giant like Facebook, or they can buy anywhere else. So that's what the data marketplace can provide.
So what kind of AI projects do you see of being particular interest here?
It's kind of difficult to define the biggest AI projects. In my point of view, every AI project could be very big. If you think about AlphaGo, the very famous AI models, but AlphaGo has less than 10,000 lines coding behind that. So you can't say it's a very big AI project, but it has very great efforts on that. I think the typical AI models will use the Botus data marketplace, as I just mentioned, are the voice recognition and the facial recognition AI models, because those are the data that people in the community can provide on a daily basis. Once the people install the Botus app, they can go through the data request list, and they can provide those data very easily. And basically, people can generate those data every day, but those data are useless for people because there's no marketplace. There's no easy way for them to monetize their data assets, to capitalize their data assets. Now, Botus provides an opportunity for everybody to capitalize their data assets that they generate every day.
So how do you see blockchain technology affecting the future of AI?
I think the blockchain and AI will connect to each other much more closely than right now. Blockchain technology just came into the world since Bitcoin from 2008, but AI already there for more than 60 years. The many challenges AI have over the last 60 years, because AI is not a new concept. Recently, there are a lot of AIs in the media in your real life, but not many of them are commercialized. But everybody believes in future. Whenever you start a new day, when you start your work, so everything you can touch and everything you can see is kind of combination of AIs and IoT equipment. Those are the future imagination. I would say, if you give an example, the most important part for AI is the algorithm. It's like human's brain. It provides the models for the calculations, and then you provide the input data, then there are outputs. So AI is kind of a brain. And blockchain could be the connections between the AIs and the IoT equipment. In future, then everything is controlled by the AI. All the furniture, everything you can touch is kind of controlled by certain AI models. And blockchain could be the connection between the AIs and all the IoT equipment. So that's how AIs and the blockchains will work together in future.
So AI is just the first step for you guys. What does the future look like?
Yeah, we just released a new version of our white paper. Originally, we just tried to provide a public blockchain plus a data marketplace. But we will release our version 3.0 at the end of May. So the public blockchain will be released at the end of this month. So let's say that in June, you can use the Botus public blockchain and the data marketplace. So in future, we plan to integrate three other marketplace and the sharing network to help AIs to get the resources they need. So those three marketplaces, the first one is the model marketplace. If you have an AI model, you get the training data from Botus data marketplace, and you train your model well, you need to find the users so you can distribute your models in Botus model marketplace. And the second one is the distributed data storage network. In this network, you can put your models and all the AI data and the training data in the distributed data storage network. And the last one is the computing power sharing network. So in this sharing network, AIs can find a much lower cost computing powers to do the calculations for the AI. So that's kind of the mid to long-term Botus version. So we provide a public blockchain plus the four marketplace sharing network for AIs to get resources. And in addition to that, every AI can build their own decentralized APPs based on Botus public blockchain. They can issue their own tokens and to build whatever they want based on Botus blockchain. So Botus is kind of a serum in AI, so you can build the AI DAPP based on Botus. So that's the whole picture of the future of Botus.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed talking about Botus, and I hope everybody has a good day.
So maybe you're working on that AI, IoT, XYZ project, and you're going to need some sort of communication standard, right? And tin cans just aren't going to cut it this time. Bluetooth comes to mind, but maybe just one node is too restricting. Your ideas are bigger than that. Well, you sound like the perfect engineer that will enjoy my newest episode of Chalk Talk entitled Bluetooth Mesh. Bluetooth Mesh opens up a whole new category of applications and capabilities, and you can learn all about these applications and capabilities by joining me and Ferdy Brillantes from Teo Yudin for this episode of Chalk Talk, and it may just change your plans for your next IoT design. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of eejournal.com. Can't miss it, right across the top. Or you can head on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 11th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.